Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that is all things technology agnostic. I am your host, Kyler Cheatham, and today I have Mitch, one of our senior managers here, to talk about target operating model and establishing those business intelligence strategies. So welcome, Mitch.
Hi, Kyler. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely a hot topic, especially as we go into our 2022 trend series and talk about things like operational excellence and really that future state operating model. And I know that's something that's really in your wheelhouse here at Third Stage. So I wanted to just start at the beginning by kind of defining what is a target operating model.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, that's exactly it. It is a target. So when you're looking at different types of operating models, a target operating model is the future state of your organization and how you want to go about executing on your initiatives and your strategies. So very much a moving, fluid operating model, but it is all about the future state and where you want to go.
So that future state in those overall business strategies or future business strategies when it comes to implementing new technologies, that sounds a lot like the overall enterprise strategy. Can you help us understand how closely those should be related, the hierarchy, enterprise strategies, and then also the target operating model?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you really hit on something important is that those two things go together hand in hand. The way that I like to view it is that your target operating model is the how behind how you want to go about attacking and executing on those enterprise level strategic initiatives. So I like to view the enterprise goals and strategies as the what and the target operating model as the how.
That's really well put. That's a perfect analogy. And so when we say the how, who is the who? If you will, in that who should really kind of lead the charge or champion the target operating model? Is it mostly just the operations team and kind of siloed to them, or does it need to be diversified across the organization?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think for every organization, the answer to that is that it varies and it depends. Being an operations type model, I definitely see the operations folks being involved pretty heavily. So oftentimes it is a chief operations officer that is going to be leading the charge on something like this. But with the amount of collaboration and buy-in across an organization that you need to implement an effective target operating model, there really needs to be a lot of collaboration across your business. So identifying key stakeholders and getting their buy-in is going to be really important. But generally it is an operations person, COO, CIO, CTO, somewhere in that wheelhouse, it's going to be the tip of the spear for going through and doing something like this.
Definitely. You know, that makes a lot of sense. And we talk about, and you talk about with your clients, the importance of kind of cross collaboration across the organization, just to make sure that you are optimizing every part of the business. And so I wondered if you could kind of give us some insight as to why is this concept of target operating model so critical to the success of any business transformation? And why are we kind of just hearing about it more now in 2022?
Sure. You know, I think that when we talk about digital transformation all the time, and some people may think that those things are, that a target operating model is different from a digital transformation. But really, I view a digital transformation as a type of a target operating model and something that can enable your target operating model. So you can go through a digital transformation in order to gain efficiency, in order to gain skill sets, in order to gain the types of functions that you need to be able to achieve your target operating model. So they really do build on each other as you're going through as an organization. So why we're hearing about them more and more here in 2022, I think so many more businesses are going through and realizing that they need to transform, they need to change the way that they do business. And this is a very structured way of going through and doing that and making sure that you are leaving no stone left unturned and that you're actually, you know, thoughtfully thinking about what the best way to change your business is.
Absolutely. And where do kind of software vendors help to partner to define target operating models? Should they be involved in that at all? Or what does that look like in relation to selecting a new system or technology?
You know, that's a really good question. I think when I look at where vendors fit into the equation, it boils down to the capabilities and the outcomes that the vendor can help to drive towards. So, you know, if you're looking at a new CRM, for example, the ability that you get from implementing that new CRM and providing some data insights or better contact management or, you know, whatever the core competency that you're trying to get out of a technology transformation is, they can help to empower that and help to give you the tools that you need to execute your model. But I don't think that they should be involved in helping you to set what your target operating model should look like. They're tools in your tool belt to help you get there.
And what if you can't find a system that meets the needs of this new kind of future state operations that you're looking for? I assume probably every out of the box software doesn't fit exactly perfectly to every business. So how do you go about that? Do you need to shift your processes to fit the technology, or do you need to find a new technology to fit your process?
I think that that can depend on how important that process is to your business. Mm-hmm. That's a conversation that we have all the time with our clients is, you want to be flexible with your business processes and adjust to the software where it makes sense. But there are some parts of your business that you just can't be flexible. They're non-negotiables, and that's, you know, the secret sauce to your business. So being able to understand the difference between those two and going through and making the software fit your business could be the way to go, or finding a new software altogether that can help you maintain that competitive advantage that you want to maintain.
Excellent. Well, let's take a quick break. And then after we come back, I really want to dive into the components of a target operating model and get some more specifics. So thank you so much for listening to Digital Stratosphere. We will be right back.
If you are involved in any sort of digital transformation or business change initiative, you will want to download the 2021 Digital Transformation Report. With its comprehensive overview of business and technology trends and best practices, this report is a must-have guide for any transformation project or executive team. Download this free report by visiting Third Stage Consulting at thirdstage-consulting.com. You can also visit our website to learn more about us or download independent reports, videos, and other best practices. Again, visit thirdstage-consulting.com today to learn how to take your transformation to the third stage of success.
Welcome back to Digital Stratosphere. I'm your host, Kyler Cheatham, and I'm here talking with Mitch Audison about a target operating model. We had just finished the conversation of understanding what those processes look like in relation to competitive advantages and requirements. So I wondered if you could give us some examples of components of the targeting operating model. What would be involved in that?
The components of a target operating model, even though it sounds cliche and you hear it from consultants all the time, it's your people, your process, and your technology. Those are the components that I really look at when looking at a target operating model and putting one together. So from a technology standpoint, it's what we were just discussing. Do I keep the technology that I have? Do I invest in modifying that technology, or do I invest in replacing that technology? From a people standpoint, it's, do I have the right people working in the right processes, doing the right jobs, doing the right thing for our business at the right time? And processes really is, you know, are we doing the things that need to be done at the right time in order to meet the needs of our customers.
And how important is something like data involved in establishing a future state operating model?
I truly believe that data is the lifeblood of any of these transformations. You know, one of the biggest things that our clients come to us about is helping them with siloed operations. Mm-hmm. And they know that the data that they need exists, but it's either siloed in a location where other departments or other teams can't get to it, or it's in a place where it's just not able to be extracted for use. So having data at the fingertips and in front of the people that are making decisions is critical.
And how do you help a company kind of in that scenario where they may not have access, or it may not be cleansed, or just they can't make any actionable decisions from that data because it's not in any consumable format?
Yeah, if you're working with a legacy system where the data isn't available to be shared, that is reason to evaluate a new enterprise technology solution to be able to bring that technology to the forefront of your people and to bring it to make it easily accessible for your team members. If it's in a place where it needs to be cleansed, there's data mapping processes and procedures that we step clients through to really say, here's what the data is that I'm looking at, here's why it matters, here's some other areas in my business where it's important. And we help them to navigate what it looks like to bring data from one place to another.
Excellent. Yeah, obviously big data is such a huge trend as we go into 2022, and just, you know, being able to create data-driven strategies is definitely something that businesses are learning so much more about. I wondered if we could kind of dig into the people side, because I assume, and you correct me if I'm wrong because you're the expert, that there's not a ton of hard, really quantitative data around the people in the organization. So how do you help organizations that are establishing this operating model on the people side of saying, do I have so-and-so in the right roles? Do we have enough resources? And so on.
Yeah. One of the exercises that I like to have my clients go through is a stakeholder analysis, where we go through and we look at what a possible change is and who are all the people that are impacted by this. And going through that analysis, you can find out pretty quickly whose role maybe is no longer needed because the technology is replacing a manual process. And we can look for ways to reallocate them within the business so that then we're making sure that we're filling all the needs possible. Another way that we can look at it is to just do some process mapping and understand who's doing what. We look for redundant processes, and we look for areas where, you know, we can reallocate and move people around or identify areas where we need to train people to level up their skill set to be able to handle what could be an increased workload.
Absolutely. I think that's so critical, is really understanding that is a main piece. Because I think a lot of times our communities and audience and the overall industry can associate operations with things like analytics and not do the same thing when it comes to prioritizing their overall workforce communities, especially now when we are going through something like a global labor shortage and we need to be kind of creative about how we get our products and services to customers.
Absolutely.
And then so, in speaking of that, how do technologies support these operating models? And I wondered if you could give us some examples of maybe a best of breed system that could support a certain part of the business and optimize that, as opposed to, obviously we know ERP can be the backbone of the overall organization, but I wondered if you could give us some smaller type examples.
Yeah, absolutely. So, technology, like we talked about before, really, it can be one of the drivers that will enable a target operating model. And we talked about before getting data to the right people at the right time. So I worked with a client who used a spreadsheet instead of a CRM, and it was very siloed. It was very much, the data was not consistent. Some folks had no data at all. It was all in their heads. And so by putting it into a CRM and giving access to the rest of the organization, folks across the business were able to get valuable insights about customers that they didn't even know existed before. So when a salesperson was talking to a client, they were taking notes about all the things that they wish they could do for, they were taking notes on all the things that they wish that their business could help them with. And they just sat there. And by putting in a CRM and opening that up to some of the folks on the operations and different sides of the business, they're able to better match opportunities with some other products and services that they had available that are a good fit for that customer. So just accessibility to data really opened up opportunity within their own existing client base that no one really knew about. It helped to break down that barrier, and it's so much easier to add additional products and services to an existing customer than to sell to a new one.
Absolutely. And when we talk about kind of that tribal knowledge concept of where you might have, you know, someone who owns a spreadsheet and guards it with their life, or, you know, another guy who's been there for 40 years, who's the only one that knows how to work a certain type of machine or program. How do you go about on just the overall sensitivity of that topic and saying, you know, we know that you have all of this great insight and will create value for you within the organization or make your job easier? How do you go about coaching clients through that process on the human side?
You know, I think when you're looking at someone who has a ton of tribal knowledge, it's really important to make sure that that person feels valued and that they hear it from the organization, because that is why oftentimes they're clinging onto that tribal knowledge or that spreadsheet or whatever it is, because that's the way they associate themselves with value to the organization. And by letting them know, hey, this is incredibly valuable stuff that you've gleaned from our customers, and we need to share it, we need to take action on it, and you know, showing them what can be done with their knowledge, I think has been very successful for our clients in the past to be able to help disperse that knowledge to the rest of their organization.
Absolutely. Yeah, and creating value in that way that employee really feels motivated, you know, that listening to them and understanding that this is going to let you get so much more done and automate those processes that might not have been the fun part of your job, right? So just kind of opening that awareness. When it comes to your experience in crafting operating models or creating a future state for operations within the business, what are some considerations that companies typically overlook or that they should make sure that they're including within this process?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think one of the big things that we see with our clients is we coach them on how to not make just the decision in front of them and to not think about what the ripple effect of that decision is. So I mentioned before a stakeholder analysis, and that's a really helpful tool to go in and identify all the people that are going to be impacted by a change in a process or procedure. And then you focus on the people aspect of what that looks like. So, you know, we implemented a new tax solution that calculated sales tax for them. Mm-hmm. They had 3 full-time people dedicated to calculating sales tax. So it was a big change because that essentially made those 3 people, you know, they no longer had to do what they were doing. And it opened them up for new opportunities within the business. But there was also a client, there's also a customer impact where their customers were used to getting information about tax in a certain way, and it came from a certain person. So we had to coach up their clients and their CPA and a bunch of other people about what the change meant and you know, what to expect with the change that came, so that then no one was blindsided by a change. And I think understanding that ripple effect is an area where we help our clients the most because we think about things that are more than just the immediate people in front of them.
Absolutely. All definitely important insights within the overall kind of holistic view of the business and establishing this really important structure. So I know for our Digital Stratosphere event, which is happening on February 8th through the 10th, which is a completely free event with 3 days packed full of really interesting subjects, keynotes, some special guests. you will actually be doing your keynote on the target operating model. So can you give us like maybe a little sneak peek or a few things that you're gonna maybe talk about?
Yeah, one of the things that I'd like to talk about in that is, you know, really working through case studies on, you know, what we've seen, how people have been impacted by going through and putting together a good target operating model, and really stepping through the current, the previous state, the current state that we helped, and you know, where our clients are going by taking the time and doing this process right. It's not easy. It's not something that is not it is something that can be time consuming, but at the end of the day, it's really important, and it really is empowering for your business because it really shows how you plan on getting from A to B.
I think that's going to be such a great and really tactical session as well. So I'm real excited to see that. And if you'd like to register for Digital Stratosphere, the event, you can head over to our website, or we do have a link in the descriptions wherever you get your podcast. So thank you so much, Mitch, for joining us today and providing all of these great insights. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. And thank you all for joining us for Digital Transformation. We have new episodes every Wednesday, so please subscribe to our channel. Also, check out our sister podcast, Transformation Ground Control, which is our longer form, usually over an hour episodes. So check that out as well. And we will see you next week.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.